You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do this weekend? Anything fun?
Boy, I went to this party in Boulder on Saturday night, and boy, did it get out of hand. I don't know what happened. The next thing you know, I was throwing rocks at police cars and turning cars over. I don't know, Dom. It was too many drinks, I guess.
I can't believe you weren't in that group out on 225 blocking the shoulders of the road and everything while everybody else was drag racing.
Right. I am just now seeing this story this morning of the 500 to 800 people that were out in the streets of Boulder just wreaking havoc. So there's that going around locally. But for me personally, no, I was not in Boulder. We did make the mistake yesterday, though, of going to Clement Park to get some sun and get the kids out to go, you know, enjoy a playground a little bit. And my God, it was
3,000 people.
70 degrees yesterday at the park. And yeah, there was easily that many people there. And we were there for about 30 minutes. And Nicole and I both looked at each other and were like, we should get out of here. You couldn't even feel comfortable outside. There was so many people. So we got out of there and then ended up going home. And the rest of the weekend was completely consumed by science fair. Science fair projects. And, you know, I've talked about how we are chairs of the fair. I'm going to just totally remove myself from this. It has all been knickknacks. She is the chair of the fair now with her friend Lori. They've been kicking butt on this. It's going to be virtual this year. And we actually got, I think, something like 75, 80 kids in the school.
Wow, good.
To do it virtually. And my two kiddos are part of that, so they were working on their little projects.
What are their projects? I got to know.
Reed's going to be doing the thing where he tries different foods and drinks after he brushes his teeth to kind of tell you what it tastes like and try to hypothesize why things are tasting like that.
All right.
So that one's pretty good. And then Lila's, we wrapped up Lila's yesterday. I guess it's a density experiment or something, but you put different amounts of Skittles in cups and then you add hot water to it and let them completely dissolve. And you take little eyedroppers of the different colors and you put them in a clean glass and see how the sugar and the color settles. And you actually create a rainbowed color liquid in the final glass.
All right.
You learn about density and stuff. And it was actually quite cool. And I got in trouble multiple times because I kept eating the science fair projects.
Oh, no.
You got a pile of Skittles laying there. Come on.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You can't walk past that, right? So that was my weekend, buddy. It was all kids stuff.
I like it.
Sounds like you went on a road trip, though.
I had some science, too. It wasn't my own little science fair because ever since I moved to Georgia 15 months ago, I haven't had a chance to get out and explore as much because of the ding-dang COVID.
Yep.
But being the news for nerds guy that I am and the science nerd guy I am, I learned about moon trees. Do you know about moon trees?
Never heard of that.
I hadn't either, to be honest with you, and I'm surprised. During the final Apollo mission, the astronaut who was in the command module just orbiting, he never went down and landed on the moon. The other two guys did that. He just stayed in orbit. Well, this guy used to work for the Forest Service, and so he took with him something like 400 and something seeds of trees. So they made a trip to the moon. They didn't go down to the surface, but he orbited the moon with all of these seeds to find out, you know, about the effects of zero G on everything.
Yeah.
Came back, and then they planted all of these seeds around the country, mostly for the bicentennial back in 1976. The majority of these trees are still up and thriving.
Huh.
And I found out that one of them is about 90 minutes away from me. In Athens, Georgia. So we all piled in the car yesterday. We're going to go see a moon tree.
Pack your sandwiches, get a water bottle. We're going to go look at a tree.
And I was like, all right, it's supposedly at the Department of Planning. It's like one of the government offices in Athens, Georgia. So we drove there. Let me tell you something. First of all, the tree is magnificent. It's a beautiful tree, still thriving.
Good.
It's a loblolly pine tree. Looks really cool. But here's the thing. If you didn't read the newspaper account that showed a picture of the tree, you wouldn't be able to find it. It's not marked in any way. There's no sign.
Oh.
There's no plaque. There's nothing even written on
no
the sidewalk.
No arrow, no chalk art, nothing?
There's nothing that points out this is a tree whose little seeds went orbiting the moon back in 1972 or whatever.
Yeah. I'm looking at a picture of it right now on the Google machine.
The Loblolly in Athens, Georgia?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a magnificent looking tree.
It's a beautiful tree, yeah. But it's just there in a parking lot. It's on the side of a parking lot at
Isn't
a government
that
building.
Isn't that kind of sad?
Okay, so there's two thoughts to this. On one hand, I was devastated that they are not making a big deal of it. And then the more I thought about it, I thought, but people are often jerks. So if they put up a big sign and they do a bunch of attention to it, sure enough, some University of Georgia drunk students would come out of a game one night and say, let's go chop off a piece of the moon tree.
Take some of the moon tree.
So maybe if you don't tell people about it, except the people who really want to know about it, you help to preserve it? Is that a possibility?
I guess. I guess there could be just a little plaque, though. Like, this tree was in space.
Yeah, so you can. There's not one in Colorado, sadly.
Oh.
But you can do a Google search of moon trees, and you can see where they are around the entire country.
Now, this is like a pine-looking tree. Did you
take
any of the
pine.
Did you take any of the needles that were on the ground or anything?
Here's what I did.
This is like what you're getting on me about taking sand from beaches.
Yes, except what I took, a couple of pine cones, a whole bunch of pine cones have fallen and were on the ground. It's in a parking lot. Those pine cones are not going to flower there on the, you know,
on the
pavement.
Asphalt, yeah.
Right. And they're just going to get swept up and thrown away. So I did take two of the pine cones and brought them back to my house. So they're in my office now, next to where my little workstation in my office. I've got a couple of moon tree pine cones.
Do they keep floating up in the air a little bit? You know,
you know what? I'll go ahead and I'll give you that.
Can't keep them on the shelf.